It's Rosie on the house. Good morning. And we're here to take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. We've talked our way through flat roofs and how much of a snow load they can or cannot handle. We want to talk about fireplaces and all the ins and outs of those. But before we do, Miss Brenda called, I believe, with a plumbing question, and we are celebrating plumbing the entire month of February. So let's bring Brenda into the conversation, see if I can help her out. Good morning.
Good morning, Rosie, and I just want to let you know I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you very much. We enjoy doing it.
Okay, great. Okay, first of all, I live in Tucson at Rita Ranch.
Great.
And my problem is I've noticed it's been happening quite some time, it's especially like early in the morning when you flush the toilet, I hear like a vibration, like pipes vibrating or something, and I was just wondering, is that something I need to worry about, or, you know, what would you do about something like that, or what do you think that is?
Brenda, that's probably what we call an air hammer in the water supply line to your toilet. And you can probably get rid of that noise by replacing the float mechanism in the tank of the toilet. Or you can get a pressure gauge and go to where that water enters your house. Where it enters your house will be a hose bib. You screw the meter onto that hose bib, turn the hose bib on, and see if you're registering over 60 pounds per square inch. If you are, then call one of our certified plumbers in Tucson and have them put a pressure regulator on your house, keeping your pressure under 60 psi. This can happen sometimes in the early morning. Do you have an automatic sprinkler system that might be working at about that same time?
I have one, but it doesn't work.
Okay, all right. So we can rule that out. Sometimes that sprinkler valve coming on and off can aggravate this situation too. There's about three different ways to solve the problem. We can go on the internet and we can Google air hammer arrestor. They make a brand called Sioux Chief Sioux, like the Indian tribe. They're like $12. They come, they're very easy for you to install right there on the line that supplies the toilet. You can replace the float valve. That'll probably take care of the problem. And then let's make sure you're under 60 PSI on the whole house, because being over that ages all the plumbing fixtures in your house. So there's the three things you could take a look at to get that solved.
Okay, and until I get that solved, is that something to worry about, or am I going to have water all over the house? Or
well, it is hard on your plumbing supply line, so it is something you'll want to get taken care of, but it's not like an imminent leak.
Oh, it's not like there's a leak somewhere?
No.
Okay, but it is hard on the plumbing supply, you said.
It is.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Miss Brenda.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You bet. Jennifer, do you have time to talk fireplaces here real quick?
I do. You know, we pulled a report of every week about what our most common asked questions are. And, of course, this month has been mostly plumbing. But you know what number two is? It's fireplaces. Everybody's wanting to turn their fireplaces on and wanting to know, you know, one of the most asked questions.
What was our Southwest gas bill this month?
Someone sat in front of the fire a lot. So I would say it's about $400.
When I'm home all day, we have a fireplace in the kitchen, and
that's
I set up my office. I set up my little office there. I never move.
Well, people are asking, you know, what I need to know about my gas fireplace to keep it safe. One of the things you need to know is if you have a gas fireplace, to make sure that the flue is always at least partially open, if not all the way open. You don't want gas to get trapped in your house.
Even when you close the flue, code requires there to be a gap in the flue, so the air will continue to escape.
And that's built in so that you can't close it? Or
It used to be when gas logs first came out, we used to just get up there with a pair of vice grips and bend the lip of the flue so it wouldn't close. Now they make bolts and special attachments you can put on it.
Oh, that's And so you just want to make sure you have your gas evacuating out. The other thing you would want to do is make sure you have a cap on your fireplace, log or gas, to make sure birdies can't get in there and stop up your fireplace and have the smoke or the gas back into the house.
Not the kind of fried chicken you want.
Yeah.
No. And Rebecca Derridal of Arizona Chimney and Ducts, you can give her a call. She'll talk you through anything you need with your chimney. But you also need to know that if you live in Maricopa County, every day is not a day you can burn wood logs. So you, there's a number you can call. It is 602-506-6400.
No burn days.
To make sure that you, it's legal to burn your wood.
She's not a big fan of the composite logs that you buy in light, right?
No, the second question, most asked question, was what kind of wood to use. And she said either use a combination of hard and soft wood, one to keep it going, one to get started. Right. And but not to use those compressed ones too often because they're full of chemicals and some glue and stuff that will muck up your fireplace.
But even a gas log fireplace needs the chimney cleaned.
Right. It has a buildup of carbon as opposed to creosote.
All right. There you go. When we get back, we'll be talking about, on the subject of plumbing, water, and water treatment with water expert John Owen of Kinetico.